The sewage treatment plant sits right on the waterfront of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. You can see treatment tanks and pump houses at the edge of the lake, and lately you can also see gardens. They're demonstration plots showing how homeowners can help solve a serious problem. Each garden is like a shallow bowl, about 6 inches lower than the surrounding ground. The buildings next to the garden have downspouts that carry water from the roofs right into the gardens. Charlene Johnson is creating these rain gardens. She digs away the surface soil, adds compost, and then plants native grasses and perennials.
We've got the golden Alexander starting to bloom. This one has purple coneflowers, green-headed coneflower, cardinal flower, the boneset.
They're pretty, and they're all plants that can live with a lot of water or just a little. Johnson says they do a much better job of holding on to rainwater than a regular lawn because they have deep roots.
You know, the average lawn is about 1 to 2 inches. Therefore, you'd only have 1 to 2 inches of roots. And roots equal storage capacity. And they also, as the roots penetrate through the ground, they die back and then they leave holes. And those holes can also be used for stormwater retention.
That helps keep some of the rainwater from rushing into the sewer system. Johnson would like it if every yard in Superior had a rain garden. The ideal size depends on the size of the house and the type of soil in the yard, but they're usually about the size of a small patio. A lot of us are building water gardens these days, small pools or ponds, but a rain garden is different. It's not designed to hold water or goldfish. It's designed to absorb big rains and let them sink slowly into the ground.
Plants and soil naturally cleanse pollutants from water so that by the time it recharges into the groundwater aquifers, the water's essentially clean.
Charlene Johnson says rain gardens cost about the same to build as any other perennial garden, between $3 and $5 a square foot. Most of that is to buy plants, so it's a one-time purchase. Even if it's not that expensive, you might be thinking it's still a lot of money just to help the city save on treating sewage. But Johnson says it can pay off in the long run, because keeping rainwater out of the sewage treatment system means the city won't have to treat as much volume. That saves money and keeps your monthly sewer bill lower. Your rain garden will also help the environment by keeping the rush of water from overwhelming the sewer system and sending it into the river or lake near your home. On the other side of town, Jan Murphy says she loves her rain garden. She built it 7 years ago when she built her bookstore and coffee shop in Superior.
We've had ducks. That's a baby red-winged blackbird, I believe. It's been very delightful. We've had lots of little critters in here from time to time.
Runoff from the bookstore parking lot flows into the garden, where the cattails and other native plants clean it up before it seeps into the city's stormwater system. Now, if you and your neighbors build rain gardens, it still might not completely solve your city's problems with stormwater runoff, but the experts say it can help. Kurt Soderberg directs the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District in Duluth. He says rainwater picks up all kinds of pollution as it flows across parking lots, streets, and yards, and eventually into rivers and lakes.
Rainwater is a big impact upon water quality, whether it's sediment that's washing into the lake, whether it's fecal coliform that are going to be into the creeks, into the lake. There are a whole lot of reasons why you want to stop stormwater, rainwater from immediately rushing into the natural bodies of water.
Soderberg says rain gardens can filter and clean the water before it reaches lakes and rivers. A lot of cities are spending millions of dollars each trying to keep stormwater from overwhelming the sewer system. Soderberg says rain gardens could be part of the solution. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.